what to do with the evaluation results when they are negative. You have been training for the HoReCa industry for some time. Each group is different and each group is a new challenge. Yesterday you finished the next training for a group of employees of one of Krakow's hotels. It's time for a summary. You take the evaluation questionnaires that you receive from the participants after the finished workshop. On their basis, you must prepare a report for the employer, the hotel owner. After a longer analysis and verification of the received data, it turns out that the training has been assessed almost well, and yet there is something that draws your attention. Most participants assessed your language as incomprehensible. How is it? You're from the industry. You have been working in the tourism and catering industry for many years. Your surprise is huge. Should you worry? What to do with the results? According to the contract, you must give the order to the ordering party up to 3 days after the end of the training. So what now? You have some crazy scenarios in your head. Can it disappear? Maybe not give the report? It can exclude this data? After all, you can choose a whole lot of other information from the survey? No, it's nonsense. It's your client and a customer with potential. You count on new orders and cooperation. What's more, you are aware that these exceptionally active participants of the training, which were difficult to tame during the sessions, certainly at the first possible opportunity will pass information about the trainer to their manager. The supervisor will ask his employees and find out what their rating is, what they liked and what they did not like. You start to go crazy. Stop. That's not the way. Remember that you can convert any negative opinion into your favours. First of all, you should prepare well for the conversation with the ordering party. In business, every lie has short legs, and you do not want to lose a customer, market, and want to continue to do your job. You love what you do. What you can do is an honest conversation. A reliable report should provide you with an appropriate explanation. It is worth emphasizing that you are serious about your task, which is the transfer of knowledge and professional skills to the participants of your training. You know that language and form of communication are the key competencies in the education process. However, it should be taken into account that each group learns differently. Each company uses a nomenclature or even a slang. Implementation into organizational culture usually takes some time. Therefore, in order to prepare well for training, the key is a proper preliminary analysis, getting to know participants or diagnosis before training. You have to convince the employer that this is a small investment that will allow you to meet with participants before starting the educational process. Make your client aware that this is a good practice and a proven action. You know from experience that customers often do not want to spend additional resources on such analysis, but it is that which allows you as a trainer to adjust your language and the form of communication to the whole group. The communication consists of various elements: spoken language, body language, form of messages. Only the initial diagnosis of the group will allow you to achieve all the goals. Emphasize your strengths, which are also confirmed by employee surveys. This approach to the case guarantees your success, and the client, if he is sensible, will be happy to use your services, seeing commitment, openness, loyalty, and willingness to adapt services to the needs of the organization and its employees.